by Boy Rabbe Baba Chone. It's around five lines from till the before the lines start getting wide. Boy Rabbe Baba Chone. Nivlu mechitzes atachtoines vel yoines kayomes. A person built a mechitza al gabi mechitza, and we hear a machloikes if mechitza al gabi mechitza helps. Avchizda holds it helps, and Avsheishes says it doesn't help. And v'aloche we paskin like Avsheishes. Is boy rabbe bar bachone, what happens if he built the mechitza al yoine was built on top of the tachtoine? And the whole yain is kayomets. Now the tachtoine fell in, and the yain remains. Bishas he made the mechitza, it didn't serve any purpose or function. It wasn't matter because it was a mechitza al gabi mechitza. Was a base. Was yesami base asayim shlehukif ledire, and the mechitza al yain was not matter the area. Now it was nivla the mechitza tachtoine. And now the mechitzas al yoynes amakif the area. That was the shayla. See, it's the mouth. Lema ilan nichsei ager. If it's negei lagabi nichsei ager, that means that someone made a mechitzah al gabi a mechitzah and he wants to be kind of the kalke. Heine dirme biro. Diyama yirme biro. Amar v'yehude. Heiman dishod lifte apile da'are. A person went and took some lefes, some turnips, and he threw it in a bikua, in a crack in the earth. The ara de ger. Va'osa Yisrael achine. So that's how he wanted to make the chazoke, by throwing this lefes in the bikua, and it's going to grow. He held this was a chazoke. But also Yisrael Achrin and the other Yid came and found out there's a hefker the kikarke rofak baputa, and he was chayrish a little. Is basra koni kamaloi koni. So the first one is in koine. My time beidned b'dishode loika shavach. Bishas he threw in the lefes into this crack. He was not mashbiach the kark at all. So that doesn't have a teiris chazoket. Now what happened? Later the karka becomes nishtabach, the lift starts growing. Iki koshovcha memele komishapcha, that is not chazoke. Chazoke is that I'm doing a pula that's mashbiach the karka. Here pshat is what I did, nothing happens. Eventually, the lefes remaining in the pula, the lefes started growing. So that's not my pula. So memele, so you're not kaina with chazoke. The same way over here, if a person built a mechitza al gabi mechitza, so the elyoyne didn't accomplish anything. The area is mukev saivis, from the mechitza tachtoine. So my pu'ule was not mashbiach the kalke. Later the mechitza tachtoine fell in, and now the area is mukev from the mechitza elyoyne. So it's also, ki koshovcha memeleko mishapche. It is a shvach to memele, it's not a shvach from the one who made the mechitza, so therefore you're not kain al chazok. So memele, so yes, the what his shayla was. Rabbi Baba Chone, the klar the shayla, nivu, mechitza sa tachtoinis, vayenis kayomis, the gabi nichsa ger, there's no shayla. We have a memory from Yirmiya Biro, we can learn that from the tzir of Yirmiya Biro. Well, olin yishabes. So what is the shayla, the gabi shabes? That he had made a mechitza al gabi mechitza. He wanted that with the mechitza al yoino, the area should become mukif, ledire. Bishas he made the mechitza, it didn't help, because there was already a mechitza tachto, so the area was already surrounded by a mechitza. And now in Shabbos, this fell in. Now the area is surrounded by the mechitzas al yoynes. So he told him, so what's the shayla? Have a mechitza anasa b'shabbat. So it's a mechitza that came about in Shabbos. בסניה כל מחיצה נעשה בשבס, בין בשגג, בין במזד, שמו מחיצה. דמין זיבנדו ביקיים המחיצה עם שבס, ורז התרס מחיצה. So Mamela, so it's good. For Ekti Gemara, Rav Itmer Alom, Rav Nachman Leishon El Elizri Kavol El Talta Losa. That's what we say, Mechitza Nasa B'Shabbos is a Teres Mechitza, that's the Chumre. The Teres Mechitza becomes a Rishus HaYochid, but a Heter Tiltul, one will not get from a Mechitza Nasa B'Shabbos. Here we're clearing about if we should be able to get a Heter Tiltul. So the Gemara says, no, keep me the Rav Nachman, amazed it. That what Rav Nachman said, that a mechitza hanasa b'shabes will not be matal tilta. That's if a person makes the mechitza b'mezid, so they consent him, and lamaisa it is not matal the reshus. But here, there was no chilul shabes done b'mezid, fakert von sich allein is geworden. So memeila, so the mechitza will sicher be matal the reshus. Let us see Rashi. Boy Rabbe. Leman de Yomar ein mechitze al gabi mechitze. Niblu hatachtoines bekalke. What would it then be if it's the mechitze hatachtoine sunk into the earth? Shaho yoha ofo rach. The earth was soft. The tichuach. Benechbat hakoisel bebas achas beshabbos. And the whole Kaisel collapsed. It didn't fall in front of itself. It just became nivla in the underneath it. Vel yoyne is kayomis, and the mechitzel yoyne is kayim. There's a very interesting rishash here. The rishash wants to be chaylik and rashi. The rishash tain is that what would be the din. We learned before that one has to make, if you have an area that was loy hukif ledire. So if you make a pirtza, yes, so miyud ames, so now the area is not mukif anymore. So mamela, now you'll make a new mechitza, so now it has a din of mukif ledire. So the Rishash wants to tine that in reality you don't have to be pirate the whole mechitza of yud ames. Of Yutvachim, that's tall Yutvachim. Really, he says, a mechitza has to be Yutvachim tall. So he says, what if you'll make it an inch shorter, so it's test Tvachim, so it's Eis Mechitza. So it's Eis Mechitza, so now it's called Polutz. It's Eis Mechitza. It's Eis Mechitza. Now I'll make another Tefach, be'orech of Yud Aleph Ame. So now I made the Mechitza, and that it's Hukif Ledirah. So therefore, he tainas on Rashi that Rashi weiss that the whole mechitza tachtoine sunk in. He says you don't have to say that. You could just say that it sunk in one tefach and lemaise. So now you for the tefach that was missing, you're using the mechitza sal yoynis. So memela, that should also be sufficient. Agavuche, the Teiris Chaim speaks about the same shaila. The Chaim Nemzon for Adova Poshit that it won't help, even though the Mechitza becomes Nivsal, if it's only 9 Tvachim, but in order to be Misakin, the Rishus, you have to create a Mechitza Shel Yud Tvachim, in order to be Makif the Rishus. Something less than that, even though the Tachtain is Nivsal, it won't be Machshel the Rishus. Mel Nazeva Stoys from Rashi. Ile nichse yager kami boilei. Ile kodam acher veherzik bem atche nivlu atachtoines. If someone did not make a chazok atche nivlu atachtoines, v'nim tzeshein boil mechitze sh'oso loize o ma'achshav konulei. That's your shayle. That what? That now lemaise, the mechitzes that he made are being mashbiach the sod, they're protecting the sod, it won't help. The sod lift a pila, not a lefes begume. Shemotze bekarka hager. He found a gume, he found a hole, a crack, bekarka hager. Veloi chafore, he didn't dig out the hole. The ichafore, bemakish rishin kone. That's Chagisha. So that alone, so with one Maisa Chagisha, that's called the Meira Chazoke. Now he found a hole, and he threw in Lefes. Is like a shavach, v'lav chazoke, that's not called a chazoke. The Baal, by doing this, he wasn't mashbir the kalk at all. Banan no god or a poritz kol shutnan, midi the mahani have a chazoke, something that he accomplished now. Now he didn't accomplish anything. I later, the lefer started growing, memele shavach, v'hi shayte, lav iyu machzigbo, then he's not doing anything. El lefes u de shavach vozel, the lefes that he put in is not being mashbiach de kalke. So memele vachinamik, even the b'shayte, the herzik lav chazoki, when he built the second mechitza over the first mechitza, then it didn't have a teiras chazoki, ki hoda, have mechitzes memelu. Later, when it becomes mechitzes memelu David, that means it came about through the bliyad and the mechitzes atachtoynis. So it became a mechitze, but he didn't make it. V'loy iyu David. Elo leinyan Shabbos imishteri beoyoynais shahoyu betelus adachshav. So the Gemara says, so we learned that a mechitza nasa b'Shabbos is called a mechitza. So the Gemara says, tafke lizroik lechumre. So the Gemara says, no, that we say, letal to lezosa, that tafke, was done the meza, they cancel, but any other mechitza nasa b'Shabbos is matra filo letal to. I was thinking, there's a machlekes ha-poiskim, the Mishneh Brura, in Simen Shin and Ches, if cotton you test, speaks about that we have a din that a kafef shall I hookif ladira. So you can, if you make later a dira, you have to make a new hekif, or we have a kafef shahukif ladira. So it means a machlekes apoiskim. Do you need, in order for it to become hookif ladira, do you need bepoyol a bias there? Or if you have intentions to live there, that's also sufficient. That means I'm making a mechitza, I intend to live there, maybe I intend to build a bias. I'm making the hekev, the Baal, there's no bias here. I have intentions, but when I'm making the hekev, I have intentions to live here, and thus, is that sufficient? So it brings a machlekes. Others say you need a bias mamish. There's no such thing. If there's no bias now, that's not called hukif ladiri. You need a bias. If there's a bias here already, so then the hekif makes it hukif ladiri. And others are makele that you don't even need a bias. A kavonish yishtamish letzerich dira is also sufficient. So I was thinking that if you need a bias mamish, so lechere, do you need a bias? Let's say we have here a mechitza al gabi mechitza. So b'shas when he built the mechitza, he didn't do anything because it didn't have a teiras mechitza. It was a mechitza al gabi mechitza. When does it become a mechitza? It becomes a mechitza when the tachtoina falls in. So then the olyoina becomes a mechitza. And the Gemara, like it's a mechitza nasis meileo. No, by Shabbos it's good. A mechitza nasis meileo is good. So lechayre, it could be that if when he built the mechitza oyoina, there was no house whatsoever, but when the mechitza tachtoina fell in, so there was built a house already, so lechayre al picheshm, it should also be good. Because if you need bepoyo, you need a bias there to make it hukef ledire. So memele, so was geit meron that before there wasn't a bias, before there wasn't a mechitza either. And later, when you have a bias, when it becomes a mechitza, there's a bias there. The bias makes it hukef ledire. So lechere, as they dachsach me, according to this shita, Yizicha don't need that there should have been a bias b'shas he made the mechitza al yoin. According to the second shita, that you don't need a bias. As long as it was built with an intent of dire, it's also sufficient. So Lechera was clearing, when he built it, he had intentions of dire. But when he built it, he didn't make a mechitza, because it was a mechitza al yoin. He built it, I'm going to live there and everything. But now he's not making a mechitza. It's a mechitza. Agabi mechitza. Later when the tachtoina falls down, so now you have a mechitza, but now he's not doing anything. So l'chayre, I thought, l'chayre, here it shouldn't help a kavonis dire. Because when he built it, even there he had kavona, but there was no mechitza. And when it becomes a mechitza, so then there's no kavona, there's nothing, it became from sich alein. But the Lashon HaRambam, what I'm saying is, the Lashon HaRambam is that when the tachtoina fell down, the yoyne kayemes, hoyel v'nasis ho yoyne l'shem dire, v'arei ein sham nire elohu harei ze hoyel. So the Rambam weiss the chois, I mean, the Rambam says that your metzarif, that what it was nasis ol yoyne l'shem dire. The Rambam says klo, that b'shas asiyah was nasis l'shem dire. So weiss the chois, that alone is sufficient. Since the purpose of the mechitze was l'shem dire, so even though when he made it, it wasn't a mechitza yet. So Yehama wanted to tell, so what'll be, I tell a goy to make a mechitza. And that, now I'm sleeping while he's making the mechitza. My intent is l'shem dire. When the goy makes it, he doesn't have any kavanas whatsoever. But since my intent is l'shem dire, so when the mechitza is made, it's considered the mechitza was made l'shem dire, because that was my purpose of binyan. So the same thing over here, even though b'shas when I made the mechitza, it didn't become yet a mechitza because it was a mechitza al gabe mechitza. Afal pikein, that's cool. That al kaponim, the purpose of this was l'shem dire. So whenever it will become a mechitza through any sibah whatsoever, it has a din of a mechitza l'shem dire. The Lashon HaRambam, but the besoyz gibizin, you look at the b'shas asiyah. Hoyel v'nasis hol yoyne l'shem dire. Zog the Gemara weiter. Itma, ahi itse da of the mechitza al gabi mechitza benichse yager. There was a woman that made a mechitza al gabi mechitza benichse yager. Osa hu gavre, rofak bo pute. She made a ganze eisek, a mechitza al gabi mechitza. And then later, someone comes, rofak bo pute, and he makes a small chazok. She was working 10 weeks on it, and finally she built a mechitza al gabi mechitza. And that person comes afterwards, rofak bo pute. Osa lekame de Rav Nachman, now they came to Rav Nachman for a din teure, and she's tining its house. She made a chazok in the karke, and he's tining its his. Ukme biyode. So he paskin that belongs to him. Also, ihi v'kotzofcha kamei. So she started screaming. Ich hab garbet for 10 wochen, and he give it to him. Amalo, mai yevidloch. What can I do for you? Delay machzakis ke de machzaki inshi. By the Gemara brought this maises beyond me. I don't understand. Mestom eshteto akavona amukido in the Gemara, but exactly why it is necessary for us to know this maise, I really don't know. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Kalfav beis sholosh. Now we can start looking at pictures. Kalfav beis sholosh. So that's page 67, number 109. He had a kalfav that was beis sholosh. It was three so. So a kalfav that has three so is, if it's not hukif ledire, it's bitter. So it's has a din kamalis. And what did he do? Vekira boy beiso, and he went and made a kirui, a cover of a beiso. And let's say according to Rashi, they're speaking about that there was no walls. He just made like a chuppah. He made a chuppah over the, then it's a bit modern, we have to know, according to Rashi, because the way this picture is made, You have walls already. We're speaking about that you had a calf of a Rishus Hayochad Yeraisim. So the way this picture is, there are walls. You have to say, other Nachshim, the Gaon Yaakov says he made it in the middle of the calf. There wasn't any walls whatsoever. But we'll talk about the walls soon. So what did he want to do? The purpose of this Kiri was, he wanted, we'll say, Pitikre Yered Vesaisim. We have here an arrow, Pitikre. So we'll say, Pitikre Yered Vesaisim. So we have a Mechitze that is dividing the first saw, the first base saw from the other two base saw. So Memela, so I don't have one large area of a base Shalosh Soim. I have two areas, one base Osayim, and one is a base Sa. So Memela, if I have two areas, if I would have made a Mechitza in between, so it would be kosher, because a Kaf of that's a base Osayim is Mutal Taltal Bekulay. So that is the Shail over here. Does this Kirui accomplish that I divide this area into two halakim, and each one is mutal letaltal. Als halach of pitikri yered v'saisen. Zog the Gemara say, Rabo amar aver ki yuroi miyatoi. The aver of the kiroi becomes metzuref to the beis osayim, and it makes it more than a beis osayim. That means you don't say pitikri yered v'saisim. It's all one large area, and memela it's a beis shalish soin. That's not hukif ladira, so it's also letaltal boy. V'Rabbi Zeira Omar ein aver ki yurei miyatoi. The aver of this enclosed area does not become a tzuriv to the beis osayim, and memela you only have a beis osayim. So the Gemara leimer Rabbi v'Rabbi Zeira beplukte the Rabbi Shmuel kamitzvus. So what is the machloikis? He says it doesn't become a tzuriv. He says it doesn't become a tzuriv. So lechayr the machloikis is in hilchas pitikre the itma achsadre bebike. You had an achsadre. So Rashi learns pshat achsadre means a chuppah. You had four poles, and then you had a roof on top of it. A chuppah is a bad moshel. Could be you need an oivi to say pitikre. But al kaponim, achsadre betikre is, here we have a picture on 110. Here this is how Rashi says weiter, achsadre betikre is, you have four poles and you have a kirui. And can you be matter the whole area with the locha of pitikre? Rav Omar mutal letaltal bekula. You're allowed to be metaltal under this whole covered area, because Rav says you say pitikre yered v'soisim. Shmuel Omar ain metaltal in ella b'daladamis. Shmuel says you can only be metaltal only in daladamis, because you don't say pitikre, you don't have any mechitzes. So you have a bika over here that doesn't have any mechitzes, and this achsadre does not help the situation, because there's no mechitzes in the achsadre also. Let us learn like Rashi. Rav Omar mutal letaltal bekul amrin in pitikre yered v'saisim. So memele, so this area is mukif dalad mechitzes. Shmuel Omar metaltal al ba'ba amis lamin in pitikre yered v'saisim. So see, there's a machlokes amiroim. Do we say pitikre, yes or no? So the Gemara wanted to say, so that's a machlokes Rabbi v'Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi holds you don't say pitikre. So memele your mitzaref the mokim amekure to the base of saim. So you have a base of sholish saim. And Rabbi Zeira says you say pitikra like Rav. Zok the Gemara. I da'avide ki achsadra chinami. So the Gemara says no. If this kiroi would be made like an achsadra, so then everyone would be moide. Say Rabbi. Rabbi would also be moide that you say pitikra yered v'soisa. Rabbi also holds like Rav. Here it is speaking about the Ovdo Ki Yeruzilo. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'kiraboy v'iso kirui gag. He made a kirui gag. Yeah. Avir kiruye meyatroi. So hamekure mechashve bahadi idoch. You can be mitzaref the soa mekure with the rest, with the base of soim. Ki ilu loy kiro. It's equivalent as though you didn't make it. The kiro is a malay merit. וקעתי אבי יויסו מבייס אוסויים, זו עצמונה נבייס אוסויים. אין אבי קירוי מיאטרוי, doesn't become a צורף to air on to the בייס אוסויים, דברין עם פיתיק ריירת בסויסה. אך סדרה מקורה בגג חולוק, it's מקורה with a smooth, with a level גג, Kaliye Shalonu, like our roofs, like the Aliyahs, we have a picture here. Kaliye Shalonu, the Aliyah used to be over, there used to be a straight gag jutting out after the first floor. And on this gag, they used to put a second floor. So that, the gag, which the Aliyah was on top of, there you say, Pitikra. The Einay Meshupe, and it's not on an angle, so that's P Tikra. So Memele, so we say P Tikra. Zut the Gemara. Idavidiki Achsadre, if it, this Kiri would have been made like an Achsadre, so Rashi says, Afilarabe, Horizin, Afilarabe Maide, Kerav, the P Tikra Yered Vesaisa. The plug the polygraph the of the kira iki alzilo. Yitzia gag mishupe the leke pe. So here's a picture that 116 that it's made ki alzilo, and here we have a very nice picture of 115 also that was in between. That means that to take away the mechitza. So if it would have been made like a normal achsadre, so this would accomplish that you wouldn't be mitzaref, this middle area, to the rest of the kalfif, and you won't have a base, and you won't have more than a base of sayim. You only have a base of sayim. But it was made, this achsadre was made, gag meshupe deleke peh. Now, that's what Rashi says, Agag Meshupe is Leke Peh. The Mishneh Berurah explains this, Shepiha Ba'alachsein. It does not know, that means, this picture, I don't know if it explains the Chesaron over here. You could have a Gag Meshupe, but if you'll have the end of the Gag will go vertically, so that you have your pair over there. So what's the ikir is you need a pair that's yoyred v'soysim. That means you have a pair ha-tikro that is vertical. If you can have such a thing, maybe all the time it's on the slant, you don't have a vertical. But if you have a vertical pair ha-tikro, that's also good. So that's sufficient. If you'll have, let's say, it's good, here you have a tefach over here, say, p'etikra yered b'soysim, even though it is going on a slant. Now the Mishneh Berurah says that the peh of the tikra is ba'alachsein. That means you don't, if something going, the peh alone is going on a slant. If the peh is going on a slant, it seems that the whole din is yoyret. It goes down. It doesn't go, it doesn't, the halacha p'etikra yered b'soysim is that it goes straight down. It doesn't go on an angle. That's not Yered Vesoysen. So Mamele, so that's the case over here. We don't have a normal Pitikra. We have an unusual Pitikra, slanty peh. So let's just explain one thing. Fine. So that is why Rabba holds it's no good. So why does Rabbi Zeir hold that it's good? It's the Takishver. So you don't have a Pitikra. So why is the Kirui not Mitzuref to the rest of the base of Soyim? You don't say Pitikre. So the Mishneh Berurah and Siman Shin and Ches of Katan Sadik Beis explains that because over here we don't have so much of a problem. Here we're speaking about a Karfif that has Mechitzas around it. So we have Dalad Mechitzas. Minatayretz Reshus HaYochid. So the whole Indian over here is to make out of this the Raisa the Kirishus Ayachim with the Rabbona and the Kafif since the Tambuk of Ladire. So there's a shame Kamalis. But so here, the Din Mechitze that is needed over here to separate the one saw from the two Beisaw, so here we make and we say even a Mishupedike Pitikre is also Yered Vesaisim. That's the Machloikis. Rab Zeire and Rabin, if we pass can let Rab Zeire, that it's Mutel, so that is the Lomdus, we are Mekel. And this din we are making that a filu and mishupadike pe could also be matter this kafif. This is Shitas Rashi. Let us see Taisus. Achsadre bebike, Rashi pirish lekama, the achsadra, peruzo me arba ruchaisel. Again, that's picture 110, that there are no mechitzes on any of the four sides. And the mele, and according to Rav, you say pi tikra, so the pair of the tikra is yoyred v'soysa. Vahashti yose shapir ho de nokat bebike. But you have an achsadre bebike. That means a bike is an area that doesn't have any mechitzes whatsoever. So we want to make mechitzes over here. So the only way we're making mechitzes is with the pi tikra. There's no other mechitzes around. So Rav says you do say pi tikra, and Shmuel says you don't say pi tikra. She'ein sham mechitzes v'loi nokat bechotzer, achsadre bechotzer, because usually if you're going to put an achsadre bechotzer, so then you have a problem, so the chotzer has mechitzes already. So why do you need the pi tikra? You have mechitzes mitzad that start the chotzer, let's see, you put in the middle. But al kaponim, like according to Rashi, it's very good because Abika has no mechitzes whatsoever. V'goras lekamon bepeire kol gagois. Rashi is geiris weiter. There's a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. And the Mishani Shmuel ad Shmuel kiles lei bedalid. Avol begimel islei. So Rashi learns pshat that Shmuel says to make Dalet mechitzes with Pitikre, that you don't say. All four mechitzes. But Gimel Isla, if you have one mechitze on one side, and now you're missing three other mechitzes, so for three mechitzes, Shmuel holds Pitikre. So it comes out, Dwey Rashi learns pshat, the whole machlokes Rav Shmuel is, do you say pitikra on all four sides when there are no mechitzes whatsoever? Because le peirushoi, the besukya amrinen, da afilu bishtei ruchois, ze keneged ze, le amrinen pitikra yoyred vesoysem, mishum dahavi kemovi mefulish. The Gemara says that by a sukya, you won't say pitikra, even if it's mefulish, if it is mefulish and you only have, and it's mefulish and you have two mechitzes, you won't say pitikra on the tzad ashlishi. So it's shreklich. It's not according to anyone. According to Rashi, everyone is, if you have one mechitza already, so Filoshimul is also mighty, say pitik on the other three sides. And here the Gemara says in Sukkah, you have two mechitzas, v'afal pikein, you don't say pitikre. Because it's like mefulish. It's kemovi mefulish. The Yaitzim Mefoshe Talmud in Sukkah brings down that Apsakilis Yaakov on Sefem Farashi, that Sukkah is different. L'shen Ezov Bayos also says Sukkah is different, that they need mechitzas nikoreis, and if it's mefulish, so people walk through it, so even though in Hilchus Shabbos we don't say osi rabim mevatli mechitzte, but l'gabi Sukkah that you need mechitzas nikoreis, so there is a special din. So there, pitikra doesn't help. But l'gabi Shabbos, pitikra will help. Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik an Rashi. The achsadre is lo shloisha mechitzes. An achsadre has three mechitzes. Not the way Rashi says achsadre has nothing. An achsadre has three mechitzes. Yeah. Kedamrine beperik lo yachber oilam doimel achsadre. That the veruach tzvoinis einem is sovevis. That the oilam is surrounded by three sides. That's because we see Stam Achsadre has three mechitzes. V'goras pepere kol gagis hazoi. Ki lesloi b'sholosh. Shmuel holds, if there are three mechitzes, which has a shame Achsadre, you don't say pitikra on the fourth side. Avol bedalid islay. But if there are dalid mechitzes, let us look at picture 113. That means if there are dalet mechitzes in the ruach revi, you have a hascholas ha-mechitze. Even though this mechitza disappears of Yasser Meyasser, but al kaponim you have something beruach revi, then on the rest of this ruach you say pitika. That's for a shmul. Ki lesloi bisholosh, avol bedalad islay. Peirush, sheyesh lo gimel mechitza, zemat min harevius. So then Shmuel says, bedalad islay, if there's dal mechitza, then for the rest of the ruach you say pitika. Verav islay pitika, yered v'soysim. Afilu b'shtein mechitzes, afilu you only have two mechitzes, you'll also say p'tikre, but these two mechitzes u'bazeh sheloi kenegedzeh, that is picture 114, osi kemin gam, so memele, so you have two mechitzes, it's not mefulish, so then you say p'tikre. So why didn't the Gemara say Achadre Bechotzer? Achadre Bechotzer also according to Shmuel will not help. Why do you say Achadre Bebike? Even though you have your three mechitzes, you make Achadre Nachotzer, you have your three mechitzes, according to Shmuel won't help. The Stam Achadre Bechotzer, yes, they'll give him mechitzes. And lahochi noket biket afilu kilekol shtei mechitzes on marav pitikre yerd v'sois. Meinach anayim elagabi shmul to tell me it doesn't help. So an achsadre bechotze would also not help. He wants to tell me koyich de teire that according to Rav, afilu achsadre bebiket will help that you only have two mechitzes. And an achotze you won't find such a situation. I davide ki achsadre ochi nami peire shoyse mekefes mesholoish. So then it would be good. This is going to shitos. If it's made like an achsadr, it's good. My skin in the ovid ki arsala. That this kirui was like an arsala. Shahoise prutza midalid ruchais. He says it's prutza midalid ruchais. So this is the ritva's picture, the ritva's the pirish, that an arsala is a hammock that they used to tie to trees. So Mamela and Arsala is like Rashi's Achsadre. That is no mechitzas whatsoever. The Arsala mita, the Targum Kumluna Bemiksha ka Arsala. Mehem Chavolim Amsuchim Ilan Leilan Keseidar Amita, Vashem Meshecha Vala Balaila, Vyeshev Betzile Vyayim. And Mamela, so there, if I get there, you have a case that is no mechitzas whatsoever. So normally you wouldn't say pitikra. So again, als the kula of beis asoyim, to make it a beis asoyim, it will say pitikra. The Rashi gores ki arzile meshupe, the last lay pet, lamina pitikra yeyred besois. Omar Rabbi Zeire. So Rabbi Zeire said, that means before we had Rabbi Zeire was a meikel, that Rabbi Zeire said, if you'll have a base, you'll have a base shalish soin, and you'll be mekare one saw, so memele, the rest will become mutter, because you say pitikre yered v'soisim, and I don't say that the avir kiruyoi miyatroi, I don't say that the avir underneath the kiruy becomes mitzuref to the base osayim, and it becomes yes to me basis. I don't say that because I say pitikre yered v'sois. Omar Rabbi Zeire, so Rabbi Zeire said umoidine, but I am moide bekalfev shenifratz b'miluay lechotza. If a kalfev is nifratz b'miluay lechotza. Now let us see picture 118 on page 70. Now, 118 on page 70, we have like this. We have to study the picture 1 minute. There was a chotzer in front of the bayis, then, but it was nifratz lechotzer. So nifratz means that there was, we see by the aleph, there was a mechitzer that once divided the chotzer from the kalfif. Now, this kalfif was a base sosayim exactly. So it was shalom al Yisrael. So you have a chotzer, you have a beis asoyim, you were permitted to be metaltal in each one of them. It's mukif mechitzes, it's gewaldic. Now, this mechitze, which is b'mokim ha'alef, became nifratz, it broke. So now, the kalfif is porutz b'miluay to the chotzer. The chotzer has gifufim. The chotzer is not poritz b'milui to the kafuf. We'll see later why we have to mention this. Al koponim, that is the tzir. So you have here a kafuf that's poritz b'milui to the chotzer. Before, when the mechitza was there, the kafuf was kosher. It was a beis osai. It was exactly a beis osai. Now that the mechitza, broke, now it's poritz b'milui lechotza. So memele umaydina bekafef shenifratz b'milui lechotza she'osa. Here I'm moide that this kafef is osa. My time, why am I moide? Hoyel va'avir chotzer miyatroi. So poshet yelom shat. Because now that there's no mechitza between the kafef and the chotzer, so you have one long area, you have the chotzer and the kafef, they have an area yeser mi beis osayim, an area yeser mi, now you have miyatrois, it makes it yeser mi beis osayim. The avir chotzer makes it a yeser mi beis osayim, and therefore the kafef will be yosa. Let us see Rashi Devar. Zot Rashi, Bekafef umaydina amayde, Bekafef, Beis osoyim, a kafef that is a beis osoyim, Shenifratz b'milui lechotzer, Sha'avir chotzer miyatrei, the avir of the chotzer will make it yeser mi beis osoyim, Voiseyu yeser mi beis osoyim, Voosa, Vigabi kiroi di sharina, I was matter. If there's a kiroi, mishem pitikra yoyred v'soysem. By a kiroi, I say pitikra. Here there's no pitikra over here, so memela ave chotza miyatra. That was a memra of Rab Zeira. Maskif lo Rab Yosef. So Rab Yosef heard this memra from Rab Zeira, and he asked a kasha. He doesn't understand. V'chi aver hamuter loy oisroi. How could this aver of the chotzer answer the kafef? Let us see Rashi. V'chi aver hamutaloi oisroi, v'harei chotzer zu mitchila oisa muteres letaltel imena lekafef kerab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, a kafef and a chotzer are one rishus, she'll have to carry from a kafef to a chotzer. Va'achshav shenifratz lemokim hamutaloi. Now that it became nifratz, that means each one you're allowed to carry from a kafef to a chotzer, from a chotzer to a kafef. Va'achshav shenifratz lemokim hamutaloi neseloi. Why should we ask her? Out the pirtz alone, there's no legitimate reason to ask according to Rab Shimon, because it's one big reshus. This is a chotzer, this is a kafef, so a meiler. Oh, mishum yitolek alameima. Ah, you'll tell me. Ah, you will tell me. But not the reasons, because it's poritz b'milui lamoke ma'osaloi. Well, you'll tell me because it became, I have more than a beis osoyim, that's not mukif ledire. Mishum yitolek alameima, the kol chotzer will give us ledire. You can't add, if you add an apple to a pear, you won't get to, pears. That means, Bishloime, before we're speaking about Yera Kalfof, oh, that was Gimel's so. So Yera Kalfof of Gimel's so. Now you are Mekare one so, so Mamel, the Shail is, could you separate, could the Kiri be Mavdo, the one so from the two so? Good. Say Pitikrot's Mavdo. Over here you have a Kalfof, that's not Mukif Ladira, that's true, but it's two so. Now what do you have? Parutz to it? The Chotzer. But the chotzer is doch mukif ledire. The chotzer is mamish mukif ledire. So memela, how will you get yeser mi beis asoyim of eine mukif ledire? The chotzer is mukif ledire and the kafef is mukif ledire. That was Rav Yosef's kash. I saw the Goyniakiv. The Goyniakiv asks, what's the kash? Could be the kafef was larger than the chotzer, and if the kafef is larger than the chotzer, we had before on the Chav Dalad Amid Beis, we had a svor, if a person had a kafef yeser mi beis asayim, that's hukif ledire, and there was nizra a beis asayim, So Memela, so we said that the whole thing becomes also there's a din bittel, that the chelik shein in Nizra becomes bottle to the chelik ha Nizra becomes a calf of Yesami Beisosayim. Even though on bittel the you have a Beisosayim that's not Mukif Ladira, and you have another chelik that's Mukif Ladira. Aval Pikein, it becomes Mitzurip. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So he says two terutzim. He says, could be over there it was one to begin with. That means by the calf, before you had one big calf. It was one big calf. Now it was Nizra, a base of sign. So, but it was always one. So Memele, so the Chelek chain in Nizra becomes bottle to the Chelek and Nizra. Because it was one. There was never a handle between them, so Memele, so it remains one, the meat becomes bottled to the right. Mashenkin over here, it was two, there was a mechitza bin time. So even though the mechitza falls off, but there won't be a din bittel for the chotzer to become bottled to the kafir. That's one teretz he wants to say, or he wants to say another teretz, that a chotzer is much better than a kaf of shukif ledira. A kaf of shukif ledira, that means the chelik shein in Nizra is for the kaf. That means hukif ledira, ahin hukif ledira her, but it's a kaf. Don't know the base dira that was built in it gives it a din hukif ledira. But a chotzer is that's real dire, right? Tashmishem b'chotzer. A chotzer will never become bottled to a kafir. So anyway, so let us go back to the Gemara's kasha. I don't understand what kind of cheshbon is this. How could Rab Zeira Aser, each one is a mok, according to Rab Shimon, each one is a mokim hamuta, and the chotzer is mukif ledire. So, out what should the kaf become also? That was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Amalei Abaye. So, Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, Kiman, ki Rab Shimon. That means, you hold like Rab Shimon. That means like this. Not according to Rab Shimon. It's poshut that the kaf will become also. Because not according to Rab Shimon, so the kafetz will pasha become also, it's poritz b'milui to the chotzer. The two reshuyes, not according to Rab Shimon, a chotzer and a kafetz of a two reshuyes, aim et al pun mizeloze. So if the kafetz would be poritz b'milui to the chotzer, so the kafetz automatically becomes also b'tiltel, because it's poritz b'milui l'reshus ha'asur olay. So Rab Yosef wouldn't have a kasha. So your whole kasha is, ke Rab Shimon. The Rab Shimon Nami, Ha'ika Avir Moki Mechitzes. Afilu, according to Rab Shimon, there's a problem over here. What is the problem? The problem is the Avir Moki Mechitzes, which that means, let's look at the picture. So the picture is that where there was once a Mechitze, and now it became, so this was once the Mechitze for the Kalfev also. It was once the Mechitze for the Kalfev. As well, to be it was a Mechitze for the Chotzer also. But it was a Mechitze for both. So now that this Mechitze fell off, so this area becomes Mitzurif to the Kalfev. So Yevmur and Abesa Soyim. So Memele, that's what Abaye answered Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef understood that the Chotzer is going to Aser the Kalfif. So he said the Chotzer can Aser the Kalfif according to Rabbi Shimon. What's wrong with this picture over here? You have a Kalfif that's a Beis Osayim, that's Porutz to a Chotzer, that's Mukif Ladire, and according to Rabbi Shimon, each one is a can carry from one reshus to the other, so there's nothing wrong here. That was Rav Yosef's kasha. How could a reshus hamuteres ask another reshus hamuteres? What's wrong over here? So Abaye told him there is something wrong over here. We just gained the area of the mechitza over here. Before there was a mechitza. So Kozman, there was a mechitza there, so the dimensions of the kafif were measured toich ha-mechitzes. So toich ha-mechitzes is a base of sign. But the minute this mechitza fell down, so now the area of the kafif extends. The mokim ha-mechitza. So now it became more than a base of Sayim. So this area, the Avir, HaMechitzis, is Miyater, the Kalfif. It becomes Metzurif to the Kalfif. And now I have Yeser Mi Beis Osayim in the Kalfif, and therefore it is also. Ips, Bir Aloch is Nishtoimim, that he has a Mashmois from the Rosh, the Chazanishas, there's no such Rosh, but Al-Koponim, the Bir Aloch says that just like we had before that the dimensions of a Beis Osayim could be Olkoi Pishnayim Al Rochboi, 100 by 50. But it'll be an Ame more than 100 by 50, be 101 by 49, so then it's no good. You need, so Al-Kaponim, we measure by Amos. You don't measure by centimeters, you measure by Amos. So here's a Psamashmois from the Rosh, that by the din of Yeser Mi Beis Osayim, that Yeser Mi Beis Osayim does not mean a mashu more than a Beis Osayim. Yeser Mi Beis Osayim means that you have at least an Amma more than a Beis Osayim. So the Bir Aloch applies by its Ochi, and he says usually a Koisel wasn't an Amma, a Reichev Amma should be a Psa-Koisel. So that's why he wonders why it becomes Yeser Mi Beis Osayim. Because then he says there's no such shita that zicha Yeser Mi Beis Osayim. Said we had a whole sugya before. If you rechen the mashu, you don't rechen the mashu. He says fakert in this din zicha, you don't need an amma more. And orka Yeser Al Rochba is a different din, but by this din, whatever, abi it's more than a Beis Osayim. It's a Beis Osayim. So it becomes us. So memela, so where are you up to? So we're up to Abaye Tainid to Rav Yosef. What's your problem? You're asking a kasha and Rab Zeire, according to Rab Shimon, you're asking according to Rab Shimon, so what could be wrong here? So I feel according to Rab Shimon, there's also something wrong. Ha'ike avir moke mechitzis, da omar Rab Chizde, kalfef, shenifratz b'milui lechotzes. He brings down a member of Rab Chizde. Kalfef, shenifratz b'milui lechotzes. Chotzer muteres, the Kalfef also. That's a member of Rav Chisda. So he explains as follows. Chotzer, my time, why is the Chotzer Mutter? The Islay Gifufi. He mentioned the case in a certain oifen. Kalfef shenifratz lechotzer. That's our first case. So that means the Kalfef does not have Gifufi, the Kalfef is Nifrat b'milui, and the Chotzer has Gifufi. That's the Taitz, Kalfef shenifrat lechotzer. Doesn't say Kalfef lechotzer shenifrat zelozeh. It means Kalfef shenifrat lechotzer, so the Kalfef is kulei poritz lechotzer, and the Chotzer is not poritz. So Memela Rav Chisda said that the Kalfef is awesome, the Chotzer is mutter. So the way he said it, Chotzer my time, why is the Chotzer mutter? Since he said it this way, this like Gifufi, because it has Gifufi. Frekter, vozimnim da mashkachas lo ipche. Lechayre, what will be fakert? Let us look at picture 119. What if we have Chotzer shenifratz lekalfet? So lechayre, if we hold like the Chachomim, so then the din should be fakert. That the Chotzer will be Oser and the Kafef will be Mutter. Because the Lecheira, our guidelines are that the one who's Porutz, Lemokim, if we hold like, not like Rab Shimon for 1 minute. If we hold not like Rab Shimon, and we say that the whole reason, let's go back to case 118. The whole reason why is the Chotzer Mutter? Because the Chotzer is like Gifufi. So Memele, the Chotzer is Posuach to the Kalfef, so the Chotzer doesn't become Osa. The Kalfef is Osa because the Kalfef is Porutz b'milui to the Chotzer. If that is the Biur in picture 118, So in 119, where we have it's been the hapachu, that the chotzer is porot for the kafu, so here the halacha should be fakel, that the chotzer is also, and the kafu should be muta, according to the chachamim. So this memre of Rav Chisda is very odd. If Rav Chisda holds like the chachamim, and the reason of the iser is because one is porot in the other, so why did he say, Karfif shenifratz lechotze karfif osa? It's not, and lechotze shenifratz lekarfif, so the chotze will be osa. Why did he speak about one specific case that the karfif is nifratz lechotze and the karfif is osa and the chotze is muta? If Rav Chisda holds like the Chachamim, the same halacha would apply the other way around. Chotzer shenifratz lekarfav, so the chotzer will be yos and the karfav will be mutter. Vozimnin de mashkaches loipche. So what is pshat in Rav Chisda? Elo mishum damrinin zave mechitzeis miyatroi. Vizein ave mechitzeis miyatroi. So kochach, you have to say that Rav Chisda is going according to Rav Shimon. So according to Rav Shimon, there is b'chlau no problem that the kalfif is porot to the chotzer, because each one is a rishus hamuteres. A chotzer is muter, and a kalfif is muter. So what is so what's wrong? So kochach, wrong is because kalfif hanifratz lechotzer, so the mokim hamechitzois becomes nitoisif to the kalfif, and therefore becomes a kalfif yesami beis asoin. Chotzer hanifratz lekarfif. So then, since the karfif has gifufi, so we'll see, so there's a lumbus of gifufi, so it comes out that the mokim amachitzis is ki'ilu, it's nistam. So memele, so the mokim amachitzis does not become nitoisif to the karfif, so we don't have a mokim yesam ibeis sosoi. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, v'chi avir ha-mutter loy oisroi, v'rei chotzer zu, this was Abayi's kash, this is Rabbi Yosef's kash, v'rei chotzer zu, mitchi loy isu meteres letalto loy menu lekarfav kerab shim, v'achshib shenifratz lemokim ha-mutter loy, nesa loy, why should we ask? U'mishum yito leka lemeime, v'kol chotzer mukefes ledira ha-mutter loy, Kiman avi aver hamutaloi kerab shimin. Rab shimin nami mitzer kalf, and the kalf becomes also mishum makaim mechitzes shenitlu. The makaim of the mechitzes that were taken away, vini toisif al ha'avir. So this becomes nitoisif to the area of the kalf, if I say you yoisami beisosai. So now this is large in the base of Shem. She betchilai, so base of Sayim mitzumtzim. Before it was a base, so Sayim mitzumtzim, and now it becomes nitoisif. The nivritz echotzer kenegdoi, legoras bekulosh maite. Diki gifufi. So the Gemara asks, what is the difference between the chotzer and the kalf? Because it's gifufi. Vilav hochi osri adodi ucherabonon. If you'll tell me that the reason why the chotzer is mutter, the karfav is also because the chotzer is gifufim. Uch rabon, the pligia, the Reb Shimon noket lo. M'shein apirtze yiseir alesa. Amai noket hekter bechotzer ve'iser bekarfav. So why did he speak about such a case? That the chotzer is mutter and the karfav is also. V'motzi lemeim anami ipre. The halacha could be said, punk fakat. Kegoin she karfav godl min ha-chotzer. The have it's larger, the have a lechotza milua, or the kaf of ike gifufi. So if the whole reason of the iser is, according to the rabbonon, because one is poritz b'milui to a reshusa osoloi, so the, just like this halach applies, if the kaf of is poritz b'milui to the chotza, who adin, if the chotza is poritz b'milui to the kaf, elo. Midinokat iser b'kafev, shma minokir abshimin svirulei. He holds like Rav Shimon, the mishum shtei reshuyais loy mitzah. It's not also because it's to reshuyis. V'taymi mishum yitur beis osayim hu. It's also because you have more than a beis osayim. the mokai mechitza is miyatra. The mokai mechitza becomes metzuref to the kalfe. The bechotzer lo yosa. By a chotzer yiv a chotzer, that's porutz b'miluoy to a kalfe. So I feel that the mokai mechitza will be added on to the chotzer. So it's also no problem. A chotzer is mokif ledire. If it's mokif ledire, you can have as much area as you want. But a kafif, this kafif, which is loyhukif ledire, so memele, so till now the whole letter was, cause mother mechitza was standing in the area of the kafif was a base of soim, so was mutter. But now that the mechitza was the nifritza, so now the mokim mechitza becomes mitzurif to the kafif, yem yesem base of soim. Vloimotzi le minket ifcha, so now we can't say fakel. Chotzer shen nifritzer lekarfev. Tchi have a chotzer miluyoi ubekarfev gifufi. If it is, I can picture 119, that the chotzer is nifritz bemiluyoi and the karfev is gifufi, tavayu mishtere, the chrabshimen svirelei. The kulu rishus achasem. It's not considered that one is porutz to a mokim or osa, because they're both one rishus. The yitur bekarfef nami leke, I let us be mitstaref. The mokim amechitze to the karfem kam yesami beisus ayim. Hoyul veike gifufi. So why says the gifufi make this mokim kilo it's nistam? So if it's nistam, so memele, so it doesn't become a tsurif to the karf. Ze avir mechitzes meyatre. The karfef yitur kosa bei. The mokim mechitza bilo yitter da avir chotzi lo yosalei the chotzi mekeves ladira ave bilo yavi yitter so memele there's no yitter v'zeh chotzi in ave mechitza osa miyatre kloima ein yitter oisa boy the chotzi is bei the yoyrim chotzi is hilkach inoket ibche loy mitza chotzi lerab shimen. But it just see the Taisvis, Kafef Shanifres Bemilui Lachotza, Chotza Materis Vekafef also. So Taisvis says, Vishaloi Nifrat be Yeser Mi Eser. It is not Nifrat Yeser Mi Eser. The be Yeser Mi Eser Chotza Nami Esura. Taisvis says, if this Pirza would be, let's look at picture 118. You have a kafef shenifraf lachotza. So we just said that the kafef becomes also because we add on the mokim hamechitzes to the kafef. It's now become yesami beisosayim. So for ektachtoises, it became yesami beisosayim. So now, if it would be nifrit yesami eser, so it come out that is a pirtze, so the chotzer is porutz to a karmelis. So why is the chotzer mutter? So Taisa says, it is nifrat, it's only eser ames, so it's a pesach. So memele, so since there's a Pesach between the Chotz and the Kafef, the Chotz does not become osa, even that, because it's Pasuach to Kamelis. The Kosher Lamari, Frektois is a very geschmacke Kasher. The Alkochach be Kafef Beisosayim, we're speaking about a Kafef Beisosayim, be the Kamrinen Hoyl Va'ava Mechitze Miyatroi. So, because the Ava Mechitzis is Miyata, we say that till now is a base of Saim, and now the Ava Mechitzis makes it more. In Cain, Havale Olko Yoise Harbe Alpishnaim Berochpo, Vizele Metzino Shemtane de Mater, Frektach Tois Vesamoyre de Kekashe. If we will assume that we just said that the, let's look at picture 118 again, that the pirtze is eser ames. Now, we have here, so the pirtze is eser ames, so it comes out that the reichel of the kafef is eser ames. So the length of the kafef has to be 500 ames. So memele, so with on alle dreidlichter, it's tamazay oser, it's also because it's alka yeser al rochboy. So we're speaking about a base of sayim over here. So speaking about a base of Saim, so it's okay, yes, Aroch, but I was the scarf of every mutter. Be'eshloima, the b'mokim shenivritza le'have yoyse me'eser, avol mekan ve'iloch mischacheves ve'hileches. So look, this is picture 122. And 122, this is not a cookie form, this is a picture of what Taisus is speaking about. That b'mokim, here there was 10 amis, but it spread out. So when it spread out, some amela, so he could have yeser, me'eser, he could, some amela he could have that it's not, olka yeser aloch by pishnaim. Inami beisas haim la shirin and olka yeser al pishnaim beroch, but abo bemashu pochas me beisas haim, shori tvei.